much of the last 20 years has been in mainland China itself.
那在这三十年，大部分的时间都是在中国本土。
So I'm excited to hear what word from the Lord Dr. Ho has for us this afternoon.
那今天我们都很振奋，想听听何医生要带给我们神怎样的话语。
And if you have your Bible handy, you might like to open to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
如果你有圣经在手上，我们一同打开到希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9 to 10.
希伯来书第十二章第九节到第十节。
I'll read Hebrews 12, 9 to 10. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us, as seemed best to them, but he for our profit.That we may be partakers of His holiness.
希伯来书第十二章第九节到第十节，还有肉身的父亲管教我们，我们尚且敬重他们，何况那万灵的父？我们不是更要顺服他而得生吗？肉身的父亲照顾自己的，照着自己的意思管教我们，只是短暂的。唯有神管教我们，是为着我们的好处，使我们在他圣洁上有份。
We'd like to ask Dr. Ho to come and share to us now on the Father's heart.
我们请何医生来分享今天的主题——为父之心。
Yes, my interrupter. Thank you, Jesus. I'm supposed to preach in English today.
我今天应该用英文来讲到的。
你翻国语的？啊、哦，他是翻国语的。
我应该没有搞错吧？我想
应该是太清楚。但是我呢，在讲之前，我要跟讲普通话、国语、华语的人打个招呼。
But before I start my sermon, I'd like to say hello in Mandarin first.For all my Chinese-speaking friends.
因为呢，我那个这一阵子呢，侍奉很多是在中国大陆的。
Because very often I spend my time serving the Lord in mainland China.
所以中国好多地方人，好多地方我都去过了。
So I've been to many places in China.
一百三十几个地方。
About 130 places.
上山下海。
And near the sea and up to the mountains.
那么然后呢，农村呢，城市都有。
And villages and cities.
所以就跟你打个招呼。
So I'd like to say hi in Chinese first.
那么我呢又是香港人。
And I'm also Hong Kong.
广东话的咯。有冇 Hong Kong 啊？
So how are us Hong Kong?
Now the Singaporeans call us Hong Kongs. You know Hong Kong talk? Okay. I'll back to my proper channel this morning.
所以我回到我要的主题。
You know, I was a little bit, scared for a moment when Jason introduced that I have four prodigal sons.
刚刚我有一点害怕，我以为 Jason 要介绍我有四个浪子。不是天才，是浪子。
So, you know, sometimes you get old, you get a little hard of hearing, isn't that right, huh?
有时候年纪大了，听也听不清楚了。
Oh, yeah, I'm 75 this year.
要讲实话，我今年是75。
When I first met Jason,
当我第一次看杰森的时候，
he was only 10,
只有十岁。
He was such a cute little boy.
是很可爱、很可爱的一个小男孩。
But of course, I like to think that he's still a cute little boy, right?
不过现在看起来还是非常可爱的一个男孩，小男孩。
So I frequently wonder how a cute little boy could get married at such a young age.
所以我就想了啊，这么年轻、这么可爱的小朋友，怎么这么快就成家了
？I keep thinking that he's only 15.
对我来讲，他只有十五岁。
He shouldn't get married at 15, you know?
所以呢，我要跟他讲，十五岁是还不能成家的。
Oh, but anyway, you know.Kids grow up fast.
都小孩真的长得快。
You are a father.
作为父亲的。
You have a heart to want your kids to excel, right?
你希望做孩子的能够长大成人。
You want them to be somebody.
你希望他能够成人成分。
And I can remember seeing you four brothers and sisters in those days.
我还记得啊，四个小孩那时候。
I think you're the baby, right?She's a baby. Oh, she was so adorable.
那时候呢，啊，泽慧是很可爱的。
I mean, she walks around just like a, you know, and what you call it, a doll. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it,
就好像一个洋娃娃这样子。
A Barbie doll, you know what I mean?
好像那芭比的洋娃娃。
A Barbie doll,
好可爱，好可爱。但是原来啊，洋娃娃也会长大了。
You know, people do grow up.
人真的会长大。
And you know, I'm so glad to see, Your brothers and sisters serving the Lord so wholeheartedly and in one accord.
所以今天能够看到他们四兄弟姐妹能够这样子同心合意的来侍奉上帝，全心全意的，实在是让我感到安慰。
Because time flies by.
因为时间啊，时间飞逝。
You know, in 20 more years.
再过二十年的话
，Jason will be 50.
真是要五十了。好可怕的一个想法。
But you know what? He will be in the prime of his life.
但是那时候才是他的壮年。
Because I left my medical practice at that age.
因为我就是五十岁那时候啊，提早退休的。
And I became a full-time preacher.
我成了一个全时间的传道人。
I have never regretted it.
从来不后悔。
God's blessings have been more than I could hope or ask for.
因为神的福气是远超乎我所能思所能想。
And then, but in 20 years,
但是再过二十年的话
I will be 95.
我已经九十五了。
Now, if I can take the plane,
但是如果那时候还能坐飞机的话
from San Diego,
从圣地亚哥
to come to Melbourne,
来到墨尔本的话呢
which is 16,000 kilometers,
啊，是要一万六千公里这么长的距离。
Unaccompanied? 没有人陪。
哦，没有人陪啊，不会吧。
I think, your TV station will come and take a clip of me.
所以如果那时候还能坐这么远的飞机呢，电视台都要访问我。
You know, I can still jump up and down.
你看我还能够跳上跳下。
I think.If I try to do that, everybody will be so nervous.
如果九十五岁还能这样子了，大家都会这样子了。
Jason, acknowledge it. You were quite nervous when I jumped down, didn't you?
我知道哲生的心砰砰跳，当我跳下去的时候。
Well, you know, God gives us strength.
但是是神赐给我们力量。
God gives us years.
啊，他给我们年岁。
But it's not forever.
但是却不是永恒的。
What is forever is up there.
永恒的是在天上。
What we are doing is to prepare for the forever.
我们在地上所做的事情，只不过为了我们的永恒来做预备。
And so you guys would have to serve your generation.
所以你们每一个人都要服侍你的时代。
And I serve my generation.
我已经服侍过我的时代了。
And she would serve her generation.
她也会服侍她的年代。
So it's the father's heart.
所以作为父亲，我们的心。
What are we teaching them for?
我们教小孩什么呢？
You know, people love to listen to us talk about the raising kids.
大家都很喜欢听我们夫妻讲我们教养儿女。
Now that's my son Sam.
这是我的大儿子。
13, when he graduated from uni.
十三岁的时候。从大学毕业，
女
性，你看
，I still thought he think he's cute，
很多可爱
，his long hair popping peeping out of his you know cap，
他长长的头发，然后从他的四方帽那里看出来，我还是觉得他非常的可爱。
Now what about a girl？
那女儿呢
？The girl should be successful too, right？
女孩也应该成功吧
？Amen。
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You got your own career, right?
你还是有自己的事业。
You don't take second to the guys, correct?
不会畏惧次要。
I'm very much for women's rights.
我绝对支持妇女的权益的。
That's my daughter, second daughter.
这是我的第二个女儿。
Susanna.
Susanna, 女星。
Now when she got her double doc from Harvard at 26.
当她二十六岁从哈佛大学得到双博士的时候。
MD and PhD.
她得的是医学。
跟生物化学。
跟生物化学的博士。
And so one is mine and one is the mommy's. She's a very stubborn girl.
她是一个非常固执的女孩。
And she can cry really loud.
她哭起来的可是怕人的。
She's a dramatic soprano.
而且呢，她唱起女高音的戏剧性。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Cause I taught her.
又是我教她的。
And her voice is like mine.
她的声音跟我的嗓子跟我一样。
I'm a dramatic tenor.
我是非常的戏剧性的。
No! That's one of my dreams. To sing.
就是唱。
I'm sorry, I must have blown the mic.
可能那个扩音器都让我唱到了。
I don't get anything out of this now.
所以好像这个没有什么声音了。
Did I blow the mic? You know, this guy has a lot of authority, you know what?
你看这个孩子在后面还有很有权柄哦。
They can cut you in half, cut you down to size.
他能够把你讲话的声音马上割掉。
So anyway, you know what? We all have dreams.
我们每个人都有梦。
Now this very stubborn girl, when she was little, she could cry for 3 hours.
你知道吗？这个固执的女孩啊，小的时候一哭起来可以三个小时不停。
Can you imagine a voice like this hollering for 3 hours?
你可以想象我跟她唱那个声音，然后在那里大嚎啕大哭三个小时吗？
And would you want to have a baby like that?
如果你的婴孩是这样子，你想要吗？
Would it be great?
不是最可怕的事情吗？
I can go crazy.
简直要使你疯掉。
But.My wife was very patient.
但是我的妻子却是非常有耐性。
Now for the Chinese speaking people, you hear her this afternoon.
啊，如果你讲中文的话呢，等一下聚会完了以后，他会跟你们用中文有一个讲座。
How to raise kids?
怎么样教养儿女
？Well, I'll be in English and speak on communication.
我呢就会讲英语，我要讲啊怎么样沟通。
Now anyway, my wife would sit right next to this big voice crying baby and read.
你知道吗？我的妻子居然有这个能耐，能够坐在这样大嚎啕大哭的女孩旁边，然后在那里阅读。
Will you do that?
No. I run and put my head into my pillow.
Well, it takes all types.
实在是人有千百种。
So yeah, so what happened is that she was raised that way, and at 3 years old, she decided to be a doctor.
所以呢，她是这样长大的，但是她三岁就下定志愿要做医生。
And at 26, she got her MD PhD from Harvard.
所以26岁，她就得从哈佛大学得到她的双博士，包括医学博士。
We just saw them. My other daughter is here. The older one.
然后呢，这个是我大的女儿。
So yeah, 大女儿，再问她。Now she actually went into uni at 9.
他呢通常呢晚上9点才去上大学的
啊，这不是，他是9岁就上大学了。
九岁 ，sorry， 为什么？9岁上大学。
She said this is unacceptable, unimaginable, total rubbish.
No, no, my mother, somebody else. Sorry.
Oh, but anyway, she loves the connect different degrees.
但是呢，他就喜欢不同的学位。
She has a bachelor degree in music, majoring in piano.
他的其中一个学士学位呢是音乐主修钢琴。
And then she has also a bachelor of science degree in chemistry.
然后她的那个学士科学学士学位呢是主修化学的。
So I used to tell her.
所以我就以前也跟她说。
Her specialty is acid rock. That's quite a combination, acid rock. I can see the younger ones laughing, but the older ones is what's that?
Acid rock. I don't know. I'm too old.
Oh my goodness. Are you one of those young people, older folks?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you have to learn from us, young people.
I interpreted for your wife 17 years ago.
But anyway, 那个 acid rock 是什么呢？是那个酸性的摇滚音乐了，就是好厉害的那种摇滚音乐。But anyway, you know, that's her. And then she also had a master degree in genetics and one in educational psychology.
另外呢，她有两个硕士学位。一个呢是
医疗学，
另外一个呢就是
教育心理，
心理学。
So she enjoys taking care of young people.
所以呢，她很喜欢跟年轻人有交流。
And of course, this one over here is Sean, the baby that Jason talked about. The one over there.
后面那个呢就是我的小儿子，就是刚刚 Jason 所提到的 Sean.
And he was kind of slow.
他呢应该算是比较慢的一个。
So when he was 5,
所以他5岁的时候呢
，people would call me and say, "Dog."
人家会跟我说医生和医生。
Is your genius number 4 in uni yet?
你的第四个天才儿童进入大学了没有？
You know that can create the pressure on him, right?
你知道吗？听到这样子，小孩都会觉得有压力。
And I said to them,
我就跟他们说
，Praise God,
赞美主
，I finally have a normal kid.
哦，最后终于求得一个正常的儿子了。
But then, when he was nine,
但是当他九岁的时候呢
？He went through 5 years of mathematics in 5 weeks.
啊，他就啊用五个星期就学完了5年的数学学科。
And he was very bashful and talked slow.
啊，他呢，但是他讲话很慢。
But then, when he was 14,
当他14岁的时候
，We took him to Malaysia for a mission trip.
我们呢带他去马来西亚有一个短宣。
And I remember Jason went on a mission trip while he was quite young too.
我记得陈胜也是非常年少的时候就去宣教。
You know, mission trips are very good for young people.
你知道对年轻人来讲，能够出去宣教是好的训练。
Because that will make them mature real fast, isn't it?
因为在很短的时间之内，他们真的会成熟。
I mean, I don't mean to keep hopping on him, but my, you know, joking besides, my heart was very touched when I saw him standing up here.
但是呢，不要讲太多的笑话，我不是争着他来说他，但是能够看到杰森站在这里服侍神，我是非常的感动。
And I was touched by his prayers.
我听到他的祷告，我也特别的感动。
And from his leading of the praise and worship, I know he's a good preacher.
我看他带领敬拜赞美，我知道他也是一个好的讲员。
Keep it up.
所以呢，要继续努力的上。
Sean was that way too.
我的小儿子 Sean 也是一样。
He opened up when we were in 东边。
当我们去到东边的时候呢，他就开始好像开朗了。
Now those of you that came from Malaysia will know what 本店 in Chinese is.
如果你们从马来西亚来的，你们就会知道本店是什么。
笨针吗？
笨针，
真笨，
笨真笨。
The Chinese name of it means very stupid. But he is a man. He opened up his mouth.
但是就是因为这样子，他就开口了。
And he started to give his own testimony.
开始把自己的见证跟人家分享。
No notes.
没有写笔记的。
And from then on, he does that.
从那时候开始，他就这样子分享。
So I'm so proud of Sean.
所以呢，我也以他为豪。
Because he calls himself a part-time professor.
因为他会称自己为一个半时间的教授。
But a full-time preacher.
但是是一个全时间的讲员传道人。
Last year, last summer, he preached. He spoke in over 8 summer conferences.
就是去年暑假一个暑假，他就去了八个不同的夏令会做讲员。
And of course, English speaker, his Chinese is not that good.
但是呢，他的中文就没有英文那么灵光。
But I praise the Lord.
但是我赞美主。
None of my children have a Nobel Prize.
我没有一个孩子得到诺贝尔奖。
None of my children have a lot of money.
我的孩子们也不是特别的富有。
And none of my children is some big name professor.
我的孩子们也不是特别出名的那种教授。
But when they were interviewed,
但是当他们接受访问的时候
，when they were young,
就是还很小的时候
，what do you enjoy most at your home?
然后呢，访问者可能会问你们在家里最喜欢的是什么，最开心的是什么
？Number one, love.
第一就是爱。
Number two, joy.
第二就是喜乐。
And number three,
第三是什么呢
？We can say anything.
我们可以有话就说。
And so.That is the whole bottom line.
所以这个就是我们人生底线。
Now I gotta show them in English so that you know that I'm not partial.
好，接下来我要让你们看的是英文，所以呢，
同样的东西
同样的。
So a child is born, it's like a plain piece of paper.
所以当小孩生下来的时候，真的是像一张白纸。
And who starts to write on it?
那谁你要写下什么东西呢
？Now who starts to write on it? 谁最先写上去？
谁最最先写上去
？Of course the parents.
那当然是父母们。
So you know even at that age.
就是在这小的时候
，a lot is imprinted，
所以很多东西都已经进入他们的生命脑海里面。
How you look at them？
你怎样看他
？Whether you smile at him or not？
你有没有对他微笑
？How do you talk to him？
你怎么跟他说话
？Or whether you talk to him or not？
或者你根本不想跟他讲话
？It all makes an impact。
一切都有很大的影响力。
A lot of people don't really think much of baby of the stage。
可能很多人都不觉得婴孩有什么了不起。
Well, anyway, he can't remember anything. He doesn't know anything. That's what they say.
有很多人都觉得婴孩了什么都不懂，什么也不记得，什么都懵懵懵懵。
Now we have some little babies here, and this time I've seen a lot of little babies.
今天我看到在当中有很多的小婴孩。
And you know, a lot of these babies will be just a few months old.
可能只有几个月大。
Can they recognize things?
他们认得出东西吗
？You bet they do.
他们听力肯定会。
You know, after a month old.
你知道一个月大的小孩。
A baby can recognize his mother.
他那个婴孩就已经分别出，能分别出自己的妈妈。
And the father spends enough time with him.
如果爸爸也花了很多时间跟这个婴孩相处
，He recognizes his father too.
他也能够认得出自己的父亲。
You know, one of the greatest joy.
你知道
，I had was young.
那我跟我的小儿子最大的一个喜乐是什么呢
？Is when he was born.
就是当他生下来的时候
，He came so fast.
他走得很快。
And so there was no painkiller.
所以呢，连那个麻药都没有时间下。
So he was wide awake.
啊，然后呢就很早就醒来。
Now you see, as a doctor, we have special privileges.
啊，你知道吗？作为医生呢，我们都有特权的。
What's the privilege, the father?
那作为夫妻的特权是什么呢？
We go into the delivery room and help the doctor.
我们可以进去产房，可以帮那个啊助啊啊那个啊妇啊主产科医生一起帮孩子。
So when my son was born,
所以当我孩子生下来的时候
，And you don't expect the pediatrician to come in the middle of the night, do you?
你不会预期一个啊小儿科的医生呢半夜会起来来看的。
So I said to the OB.
啊，所以呢我就跟那个啊妇产科医生说
，Now you take care of the mother, okay?
啊，你照顾我的妻子。
I'll take care of the baby.
我会管那个小孩了。
And of course I checked him.
所以呢，我就抱着他
，and then I wrapped him up，
啊，好好的包起来
，and I took him out into the hallway，
然后我把他带到走廊
，you know why？
为什么呢
？Inside the mommy's tummy it is very dark，
因为在妈妈的肚子里是何等的黑暗
，but the delivery room is very bright，
但是产房呢是非常的亮的
，you know all this light shining down right there，you know what I mean？
所有的闪光灯都照着下来
，so this poor baby coming out from the dark，、ah, how's that？
所以呢，当这个小孩生下来的时候，啊，吓了一大跳，怎么这么亮的
？It is quite a shocking entry, isn't it?
是何等吓人的一个经验。
You know what we all went through that.
我们每个人生下来都差不多是这样子。
And so,
所以
我把他带到后面，
我就把他带到走廊那边。
The light shone down.
因为妈妈里的灯光比较柔和。
And he opened up his eyes.
我叫他慢慢打开他的眼睛。
For the first time.
第一次慢慢打开眼睛。
And guess whose face did he get to see?
那你可以想象，他第一个打开眼睛看到的是谁？
Now you remember that Jason, okay?
Jason, 这是你要记住啊，这个窍门。
Oh my goodness, you stared at me for I do believe declare that he probably stared at me for like about 3 minutes or so.
你知道吗？他就这样子瞪着我看，看了三分钟。
No blinking.
没有眨眼哦。
Why?
为什么呢
？Clean eyes, right?
那眼睛还很干净啊。
Dirty eyes now.
我们现在眼睛都没有他那么干净。
So you gotta blink.
所以我们一直要眨眼。
Oh, but those 3 minutes were like 3 centuries.
对我来讲，那三分钟等于三世纪这么长。
It was so sweet.
好的美妙的一刻。
Forever imprinted in my mind.
永远都留在我脑海里面。
Remember that now?
记住。
Again. So you know, little kids have memories.
所以小孩是有他们的记忆的。
If you have deserted him.
如果你在那个时候丢弃了他。
He's only 2 years old.
虽然他只有两岁。
Maybe he's only 1 year old.
或者他只有一岁。
He can't talk.
他不会讲话。
Whatever the age may be,
无论他年纪多大
，you dump him in the daycare.
如果你把他丢在那个托儿所
，he cries, right?
他会哭的。
And what do the daycare people say?
那个托儿所的那个工作人员怎么说呢
？Oh, leave him alone.
哎，没关系。
Sooner or later, he will stop crying.
很快就不哭了。
You know why he stop crying?
你知道为什么小孩会不哭呢
？Because it was hopeless.
因为他知道没有希望，再哭也没有希望。
Can you imagine allowing a baby like that to fall into despair?
你只可以想象你的小孩在这么小的年龄都这么快的绝望的感觉吗？
不是想哦，你可以让一个这么小的娃娃进入这么样的绝望吗？
他说 ，Why? How dare you to leave your child in such despair?
Thank you. But we all did that.
但是我们每个人都这样做。
We didn't exactly do that, but you know, even when Susanna was two or three.
虽然我们没有这样子做，但是当女性大概二三岁、两三岁的时候
，We let her go to a little, you know, preschool.
我们让她去那个幼儿园。
And then they had an outing.
然后他们有一个郊游。
And it was just on a slide.
在那个滑梯上面。
And the mother was supposed to watch over the kids sliding down.
妈妈呢应该要看着小孩从滑梯滑下来的。
But the mother that was in charge.
但是呢。但是呢，那个管事的妈妈呢，却没有看准。
She was looking after her own kid.
只是顾着自己的小孩。
So Susanna slid down.
所以呢，已经滑下来。
She was too short.
她太小了，个子太小了。
Well, us Asians are shorter.
没办法，因为亚洲人都是这么矮矮的。
We all except Jason.
除了泽胜一个。
But so her leg was twisted.
所以不小心扭到脚了。
We didn't even know what happened.
我们都不知道发生什么事情。
It wasn't until 2 days later.
当我过了2天之后。
I fell on my shoulder.
我把它放在我的肩膀上。
And she said my leg hurts.
然后她跟我说妈妈我脚痛。
I'm a doctor.
我是一个医生。
I have my own X-ray machine.
所以呢，我有自己的 X 光机。
An X-ray.
我马上把它照了一个 X 光。
A green stick spiral fracture of a tibia.
哇，让我看到他的小腿的骨呢骨折了。
Tibia is a big bone.
是一个大骨头。
Green stick fracture. Oh my God, I was heartbroken.
那时候我心都疼了。
And we decided that no more we will have our kids go to these preschools.
所以呢，我们从那时候就开始决定不再让小孩去幼儿园。
Have you ever noticed that little kids coming back from daycare, they start to talk dirty?
你有没有发现，有些小孩从托儿所或者幼儿园回来，他们开始会嘴巴讲脏话。
Where did they learn it?
没有学的。
Of course, down there.
当然是从那个托儿所了。
How do we leave them in those environments?
我怎么样可以让孩子们留在那种环境里面？
Please, I plead with you.
我真的要恳求爸爸妈妈们。
Please don't do that.
千万不要这样做。
Your own children.
要好好照顾自己的孩子们。
You know what? Even at this age.
你知道，就是在这么小的年纪。
They still need you.
他们还是需要你的。
They can talk.
他们会讲话。
And it is a very bad thing when parents quarrel in front of them.
那当父母在孩子们面前吵架的时候是很可怕的。
I have seen a three-year-old standing between quarreling parents.
我有一次亲眼看到有一个三岁的小孩站在他在吵架的父母中间。
And just desperately cried out.
然后呢，他就很绝望的在那里。
Will you please don't fight?
求求你们不要再吵。
You know, in a broken marriage.
在一个破碎的婚姻里面。
Oh, sure, the woman is.
觉得那个妻子是很受伤的。
Oh, the guy is too.
我有那个丈夫也很受伤。
But the ones that are most at the kids.
但是最受伤害的却是小孩。
Don't just think of yourself.
不只顾自己。
Think of the kids.
想想你的孩子。
And these experiences.
这些的经验。
Are ingrained in the person forever.
会留在你孩子的生命里永远。
And when they get to this age.
当他们长大一点。
Well, you want them to learn everything, right?
你就很希望他们学这个学那个。
You better make sure that they have interest in it.
你但是你要做父母的要确定他们真的有兴趣学才好。
And they also have the gift for it.
而且呢，他们是有这样的才华。
And how do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
You need to observe them.
你就要观察了。
If you have not observed them ever since they were little kid.
如果从小的时候你不观察自己的孩子。
You won't know what they can do.
你就不知道你孩子能做什么。
And the kids will not know what they can do either.
那小孩更没有着落自己做什么。
That's the big problem of young people nowadays.
你说今天年轻人最大的问题就是这个。
They don't know what they're good for.
他们不知道自己该做什么，不知道自己能做什么。
When I come across these young people.
当我看到这样的年轻人的时候。
When they're in their 20s.
在走上年轻人的时候。
I frequently want to ask them, what do you want to be?What do you want to be? Yeah,
我常常会问他们，十几二十岁的，常常会问他们，你长大的时候要做什么？
不是长大已经长大了吗？What do you want to be?
你们想做什么？
I don't know.
不知道哦。
Once a 15-year-old said to me.
我一次15岁的小孩跟我说。
Whatever I want to be, it doesn't matter.
我想做什么都不管用。
It's what my mother wants me to be.
是我妈妈做决定的。
Is that right?
是吗？
Is that the case in your home?
你家里也是这样子吗？
You might have snuck.The gift of your child.
你要知道自己孩子的天分是什么。
You see, some others might be just they can talk.
有些小孩很会讲话。
And so, you know, it may have taken after you.
可能就像你一样很会讲。
And that's good.
那也是很好事。
But not every one of our child may be a speaker.
但是不是每一个孩子都能讲话，都能够当讲员。
But then those that can be a speaker.
但是那是能讲话的。
Will they frequently get picked on when they're young?
他们小的时候呢，很容易让人欺负的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because The child talks too much.
为什么太会讲了？
So he is frequently admonished.
所以常常被骂，要闭嘴。
Anyone of you had this experience when you were young?
你小时候有这样的经验吗？
Now, is there any young people here that your mom and dad won't let you talk that much?
有年轻人会有这样的经验，爸爸妈妈不让你讲太多吗？说太多吗？
When you go home,
那你回家的时候呢？
You can tell them.
你可以跟爸妈讲。
The grandpa that spoke today.
今天下午跟我们讲话的那个祖父呢，爷爷呢？
Said that I can say whatever at home.
说我可以，应该可以在家里畅所欲言的。
OK,
小孩你要记得哈，回去跟爸爸妈妈讲。
You say, yeah, come on with me and tell it to my parents.
可能你会说，好啊，你跟我回家，你自己跟我爸妈讲好了。
Kids that can talk.
小孩子会讲话的小孩，会说的小孩。
Can be an eloquent lawyer.
可能是一个口若悬河的一个律师。
Can be a passionate preacher.
或者是一个很有热情、很有热心的一个讲员。
It can be a very good newspaper reporter.
甚至是一个很好的报章记者。
And maybe an achieved actor.
或者是一个很有将来很有成就的一个演员。
So don't stop them from talking.
所以不要制止你的孩子说话。
Just channel them into something good.
引导他们讲好的话。
Does everyone, should everyone have a degree?
是不是每一个人都该去上大学呢？
上大学不一定毕业的。
是不是每一个人上大学都要毕业呢？
Not necessarily.
不一定的。
The famous Bill Gates, he never had a degree, do you know that?
你知道比尔盖茨从来没有拿到学位吗？
But he's getting his degrees to his degree.
现在呢，拿到第三个荣誉学位了。
不是第三个了。And everyone is given to him.
那每一个都是有荣誉的，是送给他的。
That's because he made lots of money.
因为他赚了很多钱。
So, if he had gone, stay in Harvard and study and finish.
所以如果他当年在哈佛读到毕业的话。
He would never start Microsoft.
可能就永远不会开创微软公司微软公司。
When you want a kid to go to work,
所以当你要让孩子去上班的时候
，Of course it's not that one.
可 可能不是最中间的。
But not this one either.
但当然也不是小的那个。
It's ended up as this one. Right.
可能是最小的那个。
You start out at the bottom.
从底开始。
And it circles up.
然后再慢慢的往上爬。
So you see, what is, what about a happy family?
那一个欢乐家庭到底是怎么样的？
A family should be happy, right?
家庭其实应该是欢乐的。
When my son Sam was still living at home.
当母亲还住在家里的时候。
In Sydney,
还住在家
里。And he went to his PhD course from home, you know.
他是从家里上的，他有博士学位的。
And so he was in his early twenties.
那时候才刚二十出头。
And we asked him, Sam, how long would you stay at home?
我们就问他，母亲，你到底打算住在家里，待在家里多久啊？
And he's a very quiet, private person.
他是一个非常安静的孩子。
He said, well, at least 30.
他说起码都到三十岁吧。
Are you staying home? Are you still staying home? Almost. Almost. Yeah, but are you still staying home? Is he there? He's up.
没有，他说我已经离开家了。
Because he loves us.
因为他太爱爸妈了。
今天呢 ，about today, you get a lot of young people who still teenagers and they couldn't wait to leave home.
你知道吗？今天很多小孩才几岁，就已经等不及要离家了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Out of the blue. 晴天霹雳啊 ！Teenage rebellion.
因为他的叛逆期。
Now see, let me show you Sean, like about 30 years ago.
你看这个是我的小孩尹顺。大概三十年前
we were in Hawaii.
我们去到夏威夷。
And he's at that age, he's really quite outgoing.
那时候呢，他已经是一个非常外向的小孩。
At that time, his big brother just graduated from uni.
那时候呢，大哥才刚刚从大学毕业。
And the senator from Hawaii invited us over to boost his campaign.
当时呢，在夏威夷呢有一个议员邀请我们呢去帮忙他的那个竞选活动。
And so, of course, it was to introduce Sam.
其中一个呢就是介绍尹胜。
So at any occasion,
尹胜。
At any occasion.
在任何一个场面。
And the senator start talking.
尹胜就开始，尹胜就开始讲话。
No, the senator.
议员就开始讲话。
And he said that, you know, I want to introduce an exceptional family to you.
就是说我要介绍一个非常出类拔萃的家庭给你们。
And I want to present first Sam.
首先要把他们帮儿子尹胜介绍。
Guess who dash out?
猜猜是谁最先冲出去？
Sean, of course.
当然是尹胜，一个回答出来。
That's Sean.
那就是我的小孩子。
A kid like that sometimes can get misunderstood, you know.
你知道吗？这样的小孩常常会被误会。
Now, when he was 17.
那当他17岁的时候呢
？That was the first time he came to Melbourne.
他第一次来到墨尔本。
And they asked him to talk about teenage rebellion.
那时候呢，他就被邀请讲青少年反叛。
And he got up, and the first question he asked.
那他起来的时候呢，第一个问题就是。
What is there to rebel about?
他说有什么好悖逆的呢
？If the home is sweet and pleasant,
如果家里是非常温暖可爱的话
，Why should you rebel?
那有什么好悖逆的
？It's only when the home has problems.
只有当家里有问题的时候。
And now let me have it in an English form. I'm sorry, you know, because the slide is too small. Okay. So today we have this passage.
所以今天上午我们来读到这一段的经文。
And just now it's been read for you by both Jason and
Vincent.
Jason Vincent, yeah, Wilson. Okay. And so I won't bother you with that again.
刚才我们已经念过了。
That's the English text.
这是英文。
And now it tells you that number one, we have a father of flesh.
首先他提醒了我们有肉身的父亲。
That's our, you know, earthly fathers, of course.
这是我们地上的父亲，当然了。
And they teach us.
那父亲教导我们。
And the Bible says that we should revere them.
那圣经教导我们，我们要敬重他。
Now that is very interesting. The Bible does not tell that we should absolutely obey them.
但是很有趣的，我们要注意，圣经没有说我们要绝对的服从父亲。
The Ten Commandments says honor your parents.
在十诫里面，我们读到其中一节是说我们要孝敬父母。
It did not say that you have to obey them absolutely 孝顺。
不是完全的孝顺。
Why?
为什么
？Sean said it. Sean said it.
我的领袖那就这么说。
Let me share with you a little secret in our home.
让我把家里的秘密跟大家分享。
Our little children in our home don't always listen to their parents.
我们这个家里的孩子呢，不一定完全听父母的话的。
And he said that you would say that what sort of a new style family is this?
可能你一听你就觉得哇，这个是什么新的教儿养女的理论。
I should say that we all are very simple.
你确实说的很简单的。
I know my parents are human beings.
因为我们都知道父母都不过是人。
Brother, is your father a human being?
我再连接一下，你父亲就是。
He's not a monkey, right? Thank you.
真的是一个人吗？或者是？
He's not an alien lizard, is he?
或者外星人？
No, okay, all right. Now we got this confirmed. Maybe you check him out, okay? I don't stay here. Well, anyway, he said that my parents are human beings.
他说我的父母也只不过是人。
Anyway, we are human beings.
啊，我们每个人都只不过是人。
We are liable to err.
所以我们就人都会犯错。
Correct.
是吗？
That's why we don't always listen to them.
所以我们不一定完全的顺从。
And parents don't always listen to the kids either.
所以孩父母也不是完全的要听孩子的话。
There's another reversal there.
所以呢，这个是反过来的一面。
And you spoil your kids.
啊，当你宠爱孩子，太宠孩子的时候。
You actually harm them.
你就是害了他们。
So he said that we have an absolute standard that doesn't change.
所以我们有一个绝对的标准是完全不会不可以改变的。
The standard of the Creator.
我就是我们创造主的标准。
That in the Bible.
就是我们的圣经。
Parents can be wrong.
父母也会有犯错的时候。
We will still respect them.
我们还是会尊重他们。
That's the biblical principle.
这个就是圣经的原则。
But then he said that when we little kids, we young kids go wrong.Depart from the absolute standard.
但是呢，他说我们作为年轻人呢，当我们犯错的时候呢，我们有时候会远离那个绝对的标准。
Our parents will gently guide us back.
但是我们做父母的呢，就会慢慢的引领我们回去正道。
竟然温柔的劝我们回来。我的父母亲呢？He was talking about his parents, okay?
他们讲他的父母会很温柔的把他劝你回正道上。
But that doesn't say it all.
但是还不是还不完全。
He said, but when our parents have gone wrong,
但是当我的父母犯错的时候呢
we will gently guide them back.
我们做孩子的也会很温柔的领他们回去。
Now the whole thing is complete.
现在这样子就完满了。
So though I was driving on the freeway,
所以当我开在高速公路上的时候
and some guy dash in front of me,
然后旁边某个人忽然之间就是到我前面。
So I had to step on the brakes.
我就马上踩那个刹车。
And I said a few unpleasant words.
我就可能讲出几句冲动的话。
And with the people in the other car heard?
那在旁边在前面高兴跟我说的那个人肯定听不到的。
Who could hear?
那有谁能够听到呢？
People in my car, right?
就是坐在我车子里面的乘客。
So before long, I didn't hand over a little slip of paper.
所以呢，很快的就有一个小手呢递一张纸给我。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书
Chapter 2
第二章
Verse 23
节
You know what it says?
他怎么讲呢
The servant of the Lord should not strive
就是做主的仆人呢不要争竞
But be gentle with everyone
但是要对个人谦让
Hey daddy, you got the message
爸爸你明白我意思吗
And what should I say?
那我做父亲的该怎么说
Should I say that? You're not the driver. I'm the one that's driving, you know.
我可以说，不是你在开车，是我在开车。我可以这样讲吗？
No, I didn't say that.
当然不可以，当然没有。
Of course I cannot stand up.
当然我不可以对他所说的。
我不可以站起来。No, because I was driving.
因为我那时候还在开。
So I cannot say that I stand corrected.
所以呢，我不能说我是
That is an English idiom. I'm sorry. So I said.I sit corrected.
所以我就说我是坐着受教了。
Yeah, you have to be fair.
是的，实在是要公正对事。
No double standard.
不可以有双重的标准。
And then you gain the reverence of your children.
就是这样子，你就得到孩子们的尊重。
Okay, then there was the father of spirits.
然后呢，有万灵之父。
Because you see, human beings are not a higher form of animal.
因为人实在不是一个只是高等的动物这么简单。
I did not say 只是 I did not say man is not just a higher form of animal. I said man is not a higher form of animal.
人不是一个高等的动物。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Physically speaking,
因为从肉体来说
，we are less capable than a lot of animals.
对比很多的动物来讲呢，我们能力是比较差的。
Hey, look at that little mouse.
你看那老鼠
，a little cat.
或者小猫。
Little kitty just born, right? Little doggies.
刚生的小猫或者小狗。
Cow.
刚生下来的牛。
Horse, right?
马。
Now you see those little babies, the moment they're born.
如果你看他们的
生下来的时候。
生下来的时候。
They can walk around.
他们就可以马上走了。
They can come over to the mommy's breast and they're jumping circling.
然后小的动物呢就已经自己去到妈妈的奶那里。
You had a baby, right?
Yes, I did.
When the baby was born?
Yes.
Did the baby just crawl over to your breast and start circling?
Well, I wish.
You wish? I think you'd be scared. What if I give him birth to a dog or something?
你这么知道，当我想小孩生下来不会自己爬到你的那个乳房那里自己吃奶的，对不对？
也不是生个狗，
你要不就生狗或者猫。
So you see, human beings are much, much less survivable than other more than a lot of those mammals.
所以你知道吗？比起其他的哺乳类动物呢，龙是那个生存能力是比较低的。
Yeah, the baby.
你看这里有一个婴孩。
If you don't care of it, take care of it.
如果你不照顾它的话
，sure death.
就是马上会饿死的。
死定了，不但是饿死，冷死了。So, and so.So you know human beings are the least survivable.
所以如果你对比其他动物呢，人类是很差劲的。
But what's the difference?
但是人跟别的动物有什么分别呢
？Number one.
第一
，We created in God's image.
我们是
likeness.
按着神的形象
和样式来造的。
和样式。
Image is the content.
就是那个形象就是我们的内涵。
Likeness is the glory.
样式呢就是那个荣耀。
So we have.Worth and we have dignity.
因此我们有尊严，我们也有价值。
Given by the Creator.
是从创造主那里来的。
But then one more very important thing.
还有另外一样很重要的。
When God created us.
神造我们的时候。
He breathes in us.
他对我们的嘴鼻孔吹气。
The breath of life.
就是生命之气。
And man becomes a living soul.
因此人成了有灵的活人。
So the Father of spirits.
这万灵之父。
Gave us His Spirit.
把他的灵给了我们。
That's why we're different.
因此我们与别的动物有别。
No, no, no. 对不起啊 ，I didn't say that. We're different from other animals because we are not animals.
我不是说我们与别的动物有别，是因为我们不是动物。
我们根本就不是动物。
我们根本就不是动物。
We are different creatures.
我们是不同的生物。
Created in God's image and likeness.
按着神的形象样式被造的。
We have the Spirit of God in us.
我们有神的灵在我们里面。
That is why we're different.
因此我们根本跟动物不一样。
Of all of these creatures.
你看其他的动物。
And then so when the Father of spirits disciplines us.
所以当万民之父管教我们的时候。
He is disciplining us so that we can live.
好让我们得生。
You know, it's not just having the life.
不是说单单得生命。
But you also know how to live.
是知道怎样去生活。
You know, a lot of people teach their kids, they don't teach them how to live.
你知道，父母们教导孩子，很多时候忘记了教导他们怎么样去过生活。
You just pump them with a lot of knowledge.
你只是把知识给了他们。
And that's especially true with Asian parents.
特别是对亚洲的父母来说，这是很常见的一件现象。
Stuffing them with knowledge.
把很多的知识塞在他们头脑里面。
And they don't know how to use it.
他们得了这么多知识，根本不知道怎样去应用。
They don't know how to live.
你不知道怎样去过自己的生活。
And that is a tragedy.
这就是今天很多的悲剧。
And so that's the Chinese.
这是亚洲人啊，中国人。
那是中文啊，中文。Okay. And so I need to have both the Chinese and English for everyone. Okay. 他都翻译过了。Okay. Now, so there is the negative aspect of it.
所以这个是消极的方面。
And the negative says that our earthly fathers of flesh.
这里讲到我们烧身的父
How do they teach us?
他们怎么样管教我们呢
First you gotta study well
首先你要好好读书
Now, I'm especially talking about Asian parents
特别是指亚洲的父母
You know that European or Caucasian parents sometimes don't really emphasize that much
可能西方的家庭西方的父母没有这么强调要好好读书
But it is common among Asian parents to do that
但是对亚洲人来讲很自然的就叫孩子们好好读书
But of course you need a degree too, right?
可能也需要一个学位
And then of course you gotta make lots of money
那就好好赚钱
And then you get a house.
然后我们可以买房子。
And you get a car.
再买漂亮的车子。
And now you have a family.
成家立室。
You got little kids.
生小孩。
That'll come later, right, Jason? Okay.
慢慢就会轮到责任。
And then you go and retire.
然后你就可以退休了。
Have a vacation.
去度假了。
That's what earthly fathers think of.
很多时候肉身的父亲就是这样想的。
Now even if you want to achieve that,
如果你想达到这一切，
就算你是要达到这个 ，but you cannot just do it with the teaching that's only for a few days and after your own pleasure.
但是你也不能只是单单的去做一个短时间的教导，暂随己意管教。
Now so what is that?
那是什么意思呢
？Number one, a temporary teaching.
第一就是暂时性的。
Now let me give you an example.
让我先给你一个例子。
So you went and visit your friend.
可能你去探访你的朋友。
And you brought your little girl Jane along.
你带着你的小女儿去了。
Oh, Jane is so cute.
真的很可爱。
And very active.
你很好动。
And your friend has a little girl.
你的朋友也有一个小女孩。
Mary.
Mary.
Mary is also very cute.
Mary 也很可爱。
And very active.
也是很好动。
So what do two active little girls do when they get together?
那两个好动的小女孩在一起的时候会做什么事情
？They're not chasing each other, right?
就跑来跑去喽。
They go run around in the house, right?
就在家里追根寻族的。
And so it just so happened.
那就刚好。
In the living room.
在客厅那里呢。
There's this big table.
有一个很大的桌子。
With sharp edges.
那个边边都很尖的。
嗯。And so he said, Jane, please don't run around.
然后你就跟你女儿说，真不要跑了。
you might hurt yourself.
你可能会撞到桌子的。
Of course he stays crazy.
啊，当然他不会听你话。
And 他继续疯了。So they keep running.
他继续又跑。
And before long, Jane hits her head upon the corner of the table.
那一下不小心就撞到桌子的角落。
And so she cracked, her head cracks open.
然后呢就头破了。
And blood is coming out of it.
流很多的血。
And of course it drips on the very expensive white robe carpet.
啊，那就掉那个血呢，就掉在那个很名贵的、很漂亮的羊毛地毯上。
And so you said, Jane, please don't cry.
然后你就说 Jane, 不要哭了。
But then Jane will keep crying.
但是女儿还是继续哭。
And so crying so much that her face turned beet red.
然后呢哭到呢连脸都脸色都发紫。
And you know when the face turns beet red.
然后脸色发紫你就知道。
And she will bleed some more.
血会流得更快。
So you are desperate.
所以你就已经没有办法了。
You're desperate for some method to stop her from crying, right?
你就想要马上控制住她的哭声。
So you thought of a good method.
你要想到一个好方法。
Come on, Jane, don't cry.
就不要哭了。
Baby, this is a bad table.
这是不好的桌子。
Let's hit the table, okay?
我打这个桌子。
Bad table.
坏桌子。
Have you ever seen people do that?
有没有看过父母或者长辈们这样子做？
Have you ever seen that?
有没有看过？
You haven't?
No.
Maybe it's because you have not been little kids like him.
可能你不会怕，不太会怕，所以没有看过。
No, lots of parents do that.
很多父母都这样子的。
Is that good?
好吗？这样子？不好的。
Number one.
第一
，You taught Jane to make a lot of noise if she wants to accomplish something.
你教你的，你给你的女儿这个信息，就是如果她要做达到某一样事情，她一定要大吵大闹。
As the saying goes, the speaking word is the grease, right?
就是有一句话，就是说声越大，事情就做得更多。
Very good interpretation. So next time you took her to the super.
所以下次呢，把她带到超市的时候呢
，and she wants something.
她想要看到喜欢的东西。
And you won't buy it for her.
你不愿意买给女儿。
She will cry.
她就开始哭了。
And cry.
还有再要哭。
And cry.
再大声一点。
And she hold the breath.
然后忍住气。
And she lie down on the floor.
然后呢，在地下翻。
Till she turns purple.
然后呢，脸色发紫。
你说了吗 ？OK, for you don't do that. Get up now.
所以你有什么办法呢？就只能说好了，不要吵了，我买给你。
You see, she won.
看到吗？她赢了。
She knows how to control you.
怎么样控制她的父母了
？Second lesson.
第二个学到的。
Irresponsible.
不负责任。
When Jane hit her head and blood, was it whose fault was it?
那当女儿撞到桌子角落，然后头破血流的时候，是谁的错
？The table.
是不是那桌子的错呢？
See someone touch him on.
你看这一次几个人下来就知道他怎样被教导的。我看到他人长大的时候是怎样被教导的。
Oh, I mean the table said, I'm just quietly sitting here minding my own business. You come running onto me, right?
如果桌子有嘴巴的，他可能会说，我只是站在这里，我什么都没有做，然后你自己撞过来。
And now it's my fault.
现在变成我的错。
Why?
为什么呢
？Cause I can't talk.
因为我嘴巴不可以说话。
And I cannot fight back.
我没有办法回嘴。
She has learned to be irresponsible.
小孩就从这里学习到不负责任。
Yeah.
是的。
A lot of people grow up irresponsible.
很多的人长大成了不负责任的人。
Don't take responsibility for their own acts.
不为自己的行为负上责任。
They blame other people.
常常会怪责别人。
Who taught her?
是谁教的
？You know it.
你知道吗
？Oh, one more lesson.
还有一个。
Violence will solve the problem.
暴力可以解决问题。
So you're unhappy.
所以你不开心了。
Find something, someone that cannot fight back.
你去找一个不能没有反抗能力的人去发泄。
Have you seen that?
你没看过这样子的。
So the little kid gets scolded by the mother.
所以呢，妈妈就会骂小孩。
不是，这个小孩子给妈妈骂的时候。
所以这个小孩给妈妈骂的时候。
She cannot fight back.
那个小孩不能反抗。
She will go throw her toys around.
然后呢，就回去自己玩具箱开始丢玩具。
Have you seen that?
没看过。
The cat is sitting there.
我有看到小猫在角落。
You know, you're from Malaysia.
如果你从马来西亚来的。
You call them kucing, right?
你知道他们叫古晋。
And the cat was just sitting down there.
只是有一个猫咪在那边。
And the little kid will stop on the tail.
然后呢，小孩呢就跑过去一脚踩在他的尾巴上面。
I have to vent my anger.
因为我要发泄我的怒气。
And when he grows up.
那小孩长大呢
？And he was working.
工作的时候。
And he was scolded by his boss.
被上司骂了。
And he can't fight back.
没有反抗的余地。
And he came home.
所以呢，只好回家。
And this little woman and the little kids were greeting him.
然后家里呢有自己的妻子还有孩子们来开门。
Oh, daddy's home, daddy's home.
爸爸回家了。
They were very happy.
孩子们很高兴看到爸爸回家。
What would he say?
那他会说什么呢？
Shut up!
闭嘴。
If it weren't for you, I don't have to work this hard.
如果不是你们，我就不会这么努力工作。
Correct.
不是吗？
He may even hit them.
可还可能会打孩子们。
I once counseled a young man in his 30s.
有一次我在辅导一个三十岁的年轻人。三十几岁
的年轻人。
Nearly 40. 差不多要40岁了。
He's a genius.
他是一个天才。
Early entrance into uni.
很早就进大学。
So is his wife.
那他的妻子也是一样。
Of course his two boys are very smart.
因此他两个孩子都自然的非常聪明。
But he was 7-year-old.
That's
scared of him.
不是他七岁的孩子非常怕爸爸。
So I had some talks with him.
所以我就跟他交谈了几次。
So like counseling.
有一点像辅导他。
And he got better.
他就开始好转。
So my wife told me.
那妻子就告诉我。
Yeah, he's better.
是的，他是好一点。
He used to come home.
但以前呢，回家呢。
And he would just whip out his belt.
他会把他的皮带抽出来。
And would just whip his son.
然后
senseless.
然后呢，就不管一切的打孩子。
And after he whipped the boy.
然后打孩子呢？
He won't tell him why he hit the boy.
也不会告诉孩子为什么要打他们。
He is better now.
他现在好一点了。
He will tell the boy why he hit the boy after he hit the boy.
那现在呢？用皮带打了孩子们呢？他会告诉他们为什么他要打他们。
That's better.
这就好一点吗？
You see, he learned it from somewhere.
你知道吗？这个人是从某一些地方学回来。
Why did he whip his boy?
他为什么要这样子用皮带打
孩子？ He was just venting his frustration.
因为他是把自己的沮丧发泄在孩子们身上。
He was just turning his anger upon his son.
他把自己的怒气发泄在自己的儿子身上。
Poor boy.
那个可怜的孩子。
And where did he learn it from?
从哪里学的呢？这个人。
Of course, from someone that is above him.
当然是从一个比他在他之上的人。
Please don't teach your kids that lesson.
请这个人千万别教导你孩子们这个功课。
After own pleasure,
随己意。
You know, a lot of guys want to be a king in his home.
你知道吗？很多男人都希望在家中当王帝。
So you hear this voice, this sort of a statement.
所以你常常会听到人这么说。
You live in my house.
你住在我的屋子底下。
And you eat my food.
吃我的。
So you better listen to me.
就要听我的。
The problem is,
问题在哪里？
The kid is only about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8.
那个孩子可能只有5、6、7、8岁。
He can't go out there and think for himself.
那他当然不能自己出来谋生。
So he has to listen to you.
所以他只好服从你。
Someday he grows up.
那就有一天他长大了。
He's taller than you.
比你更高。
So even when he's about 15.
就是15岁的时候。
He goes and work at McDonald's Burger King.
他在那个快餐店打工。
KFC is okay too.
肯德基。
I have to be fair, otherwise they'll say that.
什么都要讲，不然的话人家会说我偏袒某一家
做广告。
做广告。
So he doesn't live at your house.
再不住在你家里呢。
He doesn't eat your food.
再不吃你的。
He's gonna find a group.
他要跑了。
Sometimes
有时候
he doesn't just fly alone.
他不是自己跑了就算。
He can fly in a pair.
他也成双成对的。
Because the other girl, I mean the girl, also has this problem at home.
因为另外那一方面的女孩子呢，也是一样在家里有同样的问题。
And so they got married young.
所以很年轻就结婚了。
Jason is okay. He's 30 already.
泽上没有问题，泽上已经30岁了。
That's considered to be late.
这个应该算是晚婚的。
Okay, that's earthly fathers.
这是我们生生的父。
I can only give you some directions. That's all.
我只能够给你一些的方向。
But then, affirmatively.
但是积极的方面。
Now the spirit of fathers.
我有万民之父。
He taught us for our profit.
他管教我们是要我们得益处。
Now we think of profit as money, right?
有时候我们以为得益处就是要赚钱。
Or success, you have a good position.
或者成功。
Or that you have a very balanced life.
或者呢，你生活非常的平衡。
Or you have a lot of friends.
或者你交友广阔。
Well, that's also true.
这都对。
But the word profit in the Bible is not that.
但是在圣经里面用的得益处不是这个意思。
The word is.To bring together.
得益处这个词呢是归纳起来的意思。
You know, it is a very small thing if you can bring things together.
你知道吗？能够把事情归纳得好，是一个很有智慧的事。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
You have an analytical mind.
意思就是说，你很会分析事情。
You can analyze the situation.
你可以分析一个情况。
And you can look through and see what exactly is happening.
你可能看得透，到底在发生什么事情。
So you won't be deceived.
不是容易被骗。
You know.Nowadays, you know, it's very easy to get deceived.
你知道吗？今天很多人很容易受骗。
And so, whether you're not married yet, of course you're not yourself, so yeah.
看这个，
you see guys married yet?
三个都没有
学到。我没有干嘛、okay, you better be very careful.
你们非常要非常小心。
Because I have read about this news item in America.
因为我在美国看到这样的新闻报告。
And it's also coming to Australia.
很快会来到澳洲。
And there was a young man that fell in love with a girl.
有一个年轻人爱上了一个女孩。
And so they got married.
然后结婚了。
And upon and after the wedding.
结婚以后。
He discovered that his bride is a guy.
才发现原来自己的新娘是个男孩。
是男人啊。
男人。
He's a transsexual. He's been operated, changed.
原来是个变性人。
And he can't tell.
然后他都看不出来。
But the tragedy of it all is that this transsexual loves him dearly.
但是最悲剧的呢，就是他的这个变性的人的妻子呢，非常的爱他。
How can you leave me?
你怎么可以离开我？
Hey, if you get married to someone like that, what are you gonna do?
如果你结婚了对象是这样的人，你怎么办？
Have I gotten you scared?
怕了没有？害怕了没有？
I think our brother over there looks terrified.
我看到有一个很害怕的脸。
You mean you're not gonna be just a little?
我吓怕了吗？
If you cannot analyze the situation, if you don't have an analytical mind.
如果你不会分析事情的话。
If you don't know how to discern,
如果你不会分辨是非
you have a discerning mind,
你没有分辨是非的能力
even though something like that you can get into trouble,
你就是这样的事情也会让你惹上一身麻烦
What about business?
那就生意
What about traveling?
或者旅游在外
What about meeting friends?
或者交朋友
And you name it,
你想得到的
If you don't know how to analyze,
如果你不会分析事情
If you do not cannot discern,
如果你不会分辨
Good luck.
我就能够祝你好运。
So it is very important.
所以很重要。
You need to have creativity.
你要有创意。
You need to have direction.
你需要有方向。
And you face with a big bunch of nuts.
如果你面对一群疯子。
It was driving you nutty.
让你都要发疯了。
Do you know how to sort things out?
你要怎样把它们摆平吗？
That is how to think.
这个就是思想的能力。
So when we teach our kids,
所以当你教导小孩的时候
no, when we taught our kids,
当我们教导小孩的时候
A lot of the times their problem is higher than ours.
很多时候他们的问题是比我们超过我们之上的
Of course, their mathematics is way above ours.
但是呢他们的数学也比我们更高
And so how can we teach them?
那我们怎么样教孩子呢
We ask questions.
我们就开始问问题吗
Hey Sam, what is this thing?
我们就会说隐性这个是什么
Would you explain this to me?
你跟我解释一下这个。
And he would proceed to explain.
他就开始解释了。
And then we said, what about the next thing?
然后呢，我就说接下来这个要怎样
？Because he had done those already, he knew it, you know.
因为是他的本科，所以他其实都知道的。
And so would you explain that too?
那个下来下面的那个你也解释一下。
So step by step, we ask him to explain.
所以一步一步就他解释下来呢。
And finally, when we come up to his problem.
所以最后到他卡住的那个地方的时候呢
，He cannot cross over.
他就不在这，就在他卡住之前卡住的地方。
All of a sudden.
突然之间。
Aha!
Aha!
We don't know what he's ahaing about, you know what I mean?
其实做父母的都不知道他在aha什么。
So I mean, all of that explanation, I still didn't understand what he was learning.
所以呢他解释了一大堆，其实我做爸爸的我还没有懂得他到底学什么。
My math is not that good.
因为我的数学没有他的灵光。
But I challenge him to think.
但是呢我挑战他好好的思想。
You don't need to know something to be able to ask questions.
你不需要完全懂得一个科目才能够提出问题。
That's the secret of teaching.
这个就是教导的那个秘密。
I came across a lot of parents of gifted children.
我遇上很多天才儿童的父母们。
And they said, well, we don't have the ability to teach them.
父母们都会说，我们没有自己没有这样的能力去教导。
We ourselves are not gifted like you too.
他们会说，我们不是天才，好像你们是天才一样。
We're not.
我们也不是啊。
I'm quite dumb actually.
其实我蛮笨，蛮笨的。
Can't you see that I'm dumb?
看不出来。你看不出来我不太聪明吗？
很错啊。What they know, I don't.
所以他小孩会的，我们其实不懂。
You just know how to ask questions.
但是我们只需要知道怎样问问题。
Teach them how to think.
让他们学习怎样思想。
That's God's way.
这就是神的方法。
And they may be faced with a big complex bundle of problem.
然后呢，面对一个很复杂的问题。
It can become a piece of cake.
那就是 problem. 也变得很容易的事情。
Isn't that great?
这不很伟大吗？
That's what how God teaches us.
这也是上帝教导我们的方法。
And that is our model for teaching.
这也是我们教导孩子们的模范。
Unfortunately, a lot of fathers themselves don't know how to think.
但是很可惜的，很多父亲们不知道怎样去思考。
But they're stubborn.
而且呢，非常的固执。
They don't want to change.
不愿意改变。
Then we don't have to learn.
所以就没办法学会了。
God is so patient.
上帝是何等的忍耐。
Our heavenly Father is so loving.
我们天上的父亲是何等的仁慈爱。
And he wants us to learn.
使用于我们学习。
And as you learn,
当你学习的时候
you know how to teach your children.
你就知道怎么样教导自己的孩子。
Now what does he teach us for?
那他教导我们的目的是什么？
So that we be partakers of his holiness.
好，让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
You say, wait a minute, holiness.
啊，你说，等一下，等一下，圣洁。
I mean, I'll be a saint.
意思就是说我要变成圣人。
All my life I've been trying to be a saint.
可能我一上人的目标就是要成为圣人。
You know, especially pastor's kids, huh?
啊，尤其是那些牧师的孩子们的小心点，当心点。
Holy, holy, holy.
可能就是唱圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
You have to be nice and proper.
啊，要很乖，很正，很很正直的。
You know, you tell me to be holy.
啊，叫我们要圣洁。
And so there was that saying.
就是有这个说法。
My halo is killing me.
我的那个光光环呢，把我压得透不过气来了。
那翻译做中文呢是像孙悟空的那个金爪子呢，打得他头痛死了。Yeah, we have a corresponding saying in Chinese about the Monkey King. But you know what?
你知道吗？
Keeping holy is tough.
要保持维持圣洁是很困难的。
But actually, this word means to be separated.
但是这个字的意思本意是分别的意思。
To be clean.
要保持清洁。
Now, to be clean, is it for the good of others or for the good of yourself?
那你保持清洁是为了别人的好处呢，还是为了你自己好？
Are we having refreshments afterwards?
Only tea.
Only tea?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You can have coffee though.
I can have coffee.
Yes.
Okay, you know, is your water boiled?
I think so.
Okay.And you know what, if, you know, just for convenience, they just take the water off the olive oil tree and pour it onto your tea. Would that be good?
如果我们那个等一下下午茶的那个茶水是用脏的水来冲来泡的，好吗？
没有翻译出来，从马桶里面拿出来了。Would you drink it?
你要不要喝呢？
And you go to this restaurant.
你去到一个餐馆。
And your plate of food comes out.
啊，当你的那盆菜，你点的那盆菜出来的时候。
And there's a dead cockroach.
啊，在你看到上面有个死的蟑螂。
I really came across that in China.
你知道吗？我在中国真的有见过。
And so I call a waitress.
我就叫那个服务员、服务生过来。
You know there's a cockroach in there.
我说你们看到那个蟑螂。
Oh, is that right?
他说是吗？是蟑螂吗
？She used her fingernails and picked it up and pick.
然后在他就
scare it.
他是用他的手捏起那个蟑螂，然后丢在旁边，然后就说现在没问题了。
No cockroach anymore.
现在已经没有蟑螂了，可以吃了。
Would you eat it?
你要不要吃呢
？No way, Jose.
当然不可以。
You would have this diarrhea like no tomorrow, right?
所以你怎么会吃这个
？So you see, you cannot have contaminations.
所以是不能污染的。
Well, take another example.
啊，再举一个例子。
You got these outlets, right, for electricity.
啊，你看到那些电插头。
Now, if you put a little teaspoon full of sand in it,
如果你塞一些沙子进去
and you try to plug it in,
然后再把你的插头插进去
would you get electricity?
会有电吗
No.
不会的
It's in the way.
因为有沙子挡住了
And then lastly, let me just give one more example.
哎，我再来举一个例子
Now, you see, I'm a doctor.
你知道吗？我是一个医生
And as a family physician in America,
在美国当家庭医生的
And we have to also do operation and we have to do delivery anda few other things.
我们还要接生，还要动手术等等。
So it's different from your family doctor here.
啊，跟这里的家庭医生不太一样。
And so you know the doctor is going to operate, right?
啊，所以呢，做医生都要开刀。
What does he have to do?
那当医生开刀的时候要做什么
？Wash his hands, right?
啊，要洗干净手，洗洗手。
He's got before that he has to put a cap over his shoes, right?
啊，然后呢，鞋子上面都要套一个套子。
And then after he's all washed up,
然后洗干净了
，he's got to put on the gown, right?
然后呢，穿那个手术袍
，and put the gloves on.
然后戴上手套。
But of course, before that he also puts on the cap.
啊，还有那个帽子。
Did I miss something?
我们漏了什么东西呢？
Oh, he knows the mask.
还有口罩。
You know what?
为什么呢？
We hate the mask.
你知道吗？我们很恨那个口罩。
Because the operating room is very hot.
因为那个手术室呢都非常的热。
And then that lamp is very bright.
然后那个灯呢是非常的亮。
And it shines right on your face.
然后对着你的脸照下来。
So you start to sweat.
然后你的汗就开始滴了。
Mixed with bits of oil.
然后你上的面油呢也
红了。And then it gets stuck onto your nose.
然后就都在你的鼻子上面。
And your nose gets very itchy.
你的鼻子开始痒。
So if you are learning to be a nurse.
所以呢，你当你学会做护士的时候
，There's one thing you have to learn how to do.
不，一定要学会的。
And that is how to scratch the nose of the doctor.
对了，怎样帮医生去擦鼻子？
Because you know, like if the doctor is itching the nose, he can just go and scratch and you know, dirty up the finger. Right?
因为呢，医生在动手术的时候呢，鼻子痒，不能自己去抓的，抓了怎么继续开刀？
好了 ，nurse wipe.
然后他们就会说，护士擦一擦。
And then she picks up the wipe.
然后他就马上帮你擦一擦。
That's a pain.
实在是很痛苦的一件事情。
So let's say I don't wear my mask.
啊，那不如不戴口罩。
Okay, you don't wear your mask.、
好吧，那不戴口罩吧。
So the
patient is all opened up.
然后你帮那个病人开了刀了，开了胸膛。
And you get this big plate of guts laid out open, right?
然后他的肠子啊什么都拿出冲出来了。
And then all of a sudden you say,
"Ah, shit!" 突然之间，哈啾！哦，跑了。
You're going to have a beautiful garden in the patient's stomach.
那你就发现那个病人的那个胸腔里面都满了东西了，
长了一个花园。No, that can't be.
当然不可以哦。
When you're not clean,
如果你不洁的话
，you hurt yourself.
你伤害了自己。
Secondly, you lose your power.
第二，你失去你能力，失去能力。
Number three, you hurt other people.
第三，你会伤害到别人。
So we need to be clean.
所以我们一定要清洁。
There's so many things that are not clean.
很多东西，今天很多东西都不清洁。
You know, cigarette smoking increase the chances of lung cancer by 30 times.
你知道吗？抽烟可以让你得肺癌高三十倍的可能性机会。
And drinking.
还有喝酒。
Australians love drinking.
Australians 太爱喝了。
And you know that alcoholism increases the hardening of the liver by 25 times.
你知道吗？酗酒可以让肝硬化的机会大25倍。
And then that increases the chances of hepatitis.
也会增加肝病的几率。
肝
炎的几率。
And then of course increases the chances of liver cancer.
也当然增加肝癌的几率。
And apart from that.
除此之外。
You know, all of the hard drugs came from cigarette smoking and drinking.
很多的那个心脏病都是从
很多的那个很厉害的毒品。
很厉害的硬性毒品是从那个喝酒还有抽烟来的。
And of course, you just mentioned about heart diseases, other diseases too.
还有其他的心脏病，其他的病。
Okay, it's for your own protection, you know.
所以叫你不要做这些事情，都是为你好。
Once I came across a guy,
有一次我遇到一个人
，a nice guy,
很好的一个人。
I had a solo meeting at his home.
但是我是在他家里见他的。
In China,
在中国。
And I said, brother, how long have you been a Christian?
我就跟他说，弟兄，你信了主多久
？He said, no, I'm not a Christian yet.
但是我还不是基督徒。
I said, well, you certainly are a very nice guy then.
我就跟他说，那你应该算是一个很好的人了。
I said, why won't you be a Christian yet?
我问他为什么你还不信主呢
？He said, because I'm smoking.
他说因为我在吸烟抽烟。
And he said, a Christian should not smoke.
他说基督徒不能抽烟。
And I said, you're wrong.
我跟他说你错了。
Everybody should not smoke.
每一个人都不应该抽烟的。
It's not just because you're not a Christian, so you smoke and you won't get lung cancer. You know what I mean?
你知道吗？不是因为你不信主，你就可以抽烟而不得肺癌。
Of course, that's foolishness.
这是愚蠢的想法。
I said to him.
我跟他说。
The difference is a Christian.
分别是在于作为基督徒。
Are able not to smoke.
有能力不再抽烟。
You see the difference?
明白了分别没有
？Do I need to say it once more?
需不需要再说一遍
呢 ？No, not.
没不需要了。
Because it's liberty.
因为自由。
And the computer.
还有电脑。
And you see a lot of people get trapped in the computer.
你知道有很多人都困在网络的世界吗
？Even worse, your phone.
现在更可怕就是你的电话。
That little idiot box.
就是那个小小的电话。
You know, I've seen it in the restaurant.
在餐馆看到。
A whole family was eating.
一家人在吃饭。
Nobody talks.
没有人讲话的哦。
有这个。
都在拿着。
Everyone to his own.
每一个人拿着自己的手机。
Oh yeah, sometimes they talk.
有时候会讲。
They talk like a crazy man.
讲话好像疯子一样。
Because he was talking to his cell phone.
要是在跟自己手提电话讲
话。A genuine person here.
这里有一个人。
You won't talk to him.
不要跟他讲。
And you talk to someone in the phone.
要隔着电话对另外一个人讲。
This is this world.
这个就是我们现今的时代。
And then, so we need our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们何等需要我们的主耶稣基督。
He bore our sins on his cross.
在十字架上，他为我们背负了我们的罪。
He helped us.
他救了我们，
他
能够使我们得自由
，so he can make us clean。
他能够使我们得洁净
，and we can live like what we should be。
我们就可以活出我们本来应该活的样子。
Because there is an absolute principle。
因为是有一个绝对的标准
，absolute standard，
是个绝对的标准
，and it's in the Bible，
就是在圣经里面。
It has to be opened。
要让我们打开圣经。
The whole family should read the Bible together。
一家人应该一同打开圣经来。
It should start from us reading the Bible on our own in the morning。
对我们来讲，我们个人需要自己读圣经。
不是对我们来讲，是对每一个人来讲，我们应该这样。
每一个人来讲，每一个人都应该打开圣经来读。
And so we should also help our children to have the Lord Jesus Christ in them。
但是我们也同样需要帮助我们孩子知道有耶稣基督。
You see。When they have Jesus in their heart,
你知道吗？当孩子们有主耶稣基督在他们心里
，they know what to do.
他们就知道怎样做了。
The Holy Spirit guides them.
因为圣灵会指引他们。
In the days of our children,
在我们孩子的这个年代
，of course we don't have these computers and iPads and iPhones.
那我们小的时候，我们没有啊。
那孩子们小的时候，
我们孩子们小的时候，还没有手电，还有没有那个 iPad、
iPhone 都没有，
什么都没有。
But we had TV.
但是那时候有电视。
And at that time we were dealing with, that's when you were young, we were dealing with TV addiction, right?
但那时候呢，电视是一个
上瘾的东西。
上瘾的东西。
But our kids can limit themselves to 1 hour of TV a day.
但是我们的孩子没有这样自制的能力，就是每一天只看一小时。
We did discuss with them.
我们有跟孩子们讨论过这个问题。
Decided upon what program?
然后我们一起做决定，决定要看什么节目。
What hour?
在什么时候看？
And so on Thursdays I don't go to my office.
那当时呢，星期四呢，我没有去诊所。
Yeah, I have a very interesting schedule.
我有一个很有趣的时间表的。
Sundays, I don't open my office.
礼拜天，诊所不开。
That's because Holy Mass unto the Lord, right?
因为呢，我们守安息日。
And that was 安息日，守安息日，
守主日。
Now, sister talk about the Sabbath.
圣经讲的是安息。
我们姐妹提到了安息日。
大家知道安息日。
You are wrong for Sabbath. We also observe it too.
对我们来讲，我们也守安息日。
And that's Saturday.
那是星期六。
You know what we do?
你知道我们做什么吗？
Because there will be a ministry at church.
要在教会里面有很多不同的服事。
And then there will be our kids are not going to school. We can go do things with them.
因为呢，孩子们不需要上课上学，我们就可以带孩子们去参与不同的活动。
And so it's a very good time to interact.
所以呢，有很多机会可以互动。
So we don't. I didn't open my office on Saturday either.
所以呢，礼拜六诊所也不开。
And I also don't open on first day.
礼拜四诊所也不开。
He said, "Wait a minute. What's the matter now?"
你可能说等一下，礼拜四我
怎么？ Very simple.
很简单的。
Because when I started my own office.
因为呢，当我开自己诊所的时候。
My own office, that is.
我自己一个人的。
I was just a little bit older than Jason.
刚刚比泽尚大一点点。
I was about 34 or so.
大概是三十四岁。
I have three kids.
你有三个孩子。
A little advance of you.
比你快一点。
And my youngest one was only a year old.
那时候最小的那个只有一岁。
So I need to spend time with her.
所以呢，我需要花时间跟小孩在一起。
The older kids at school.
因为大的已经上学了。
So on Thursday.
所以礼拜四呢
？I go to the hospital.
我就去医院。
Attend my meetings.
去开会。
I did my surgery.
然后呢，开刀。
And then I go to the office.
开完刀我就回到诊所。
Handle my paperwork.
做好我的处理我的文件。
And then about 10 o'clock I go home.
十点就可以回家了。
Took off my suit.
把西装脱下来。
Put on my jeans and my tennis shoes.
穿上牛仔裤运动鞋。
And took my babies out.
带我的小孩们出去了。
For a day out in the parks.
可以去公园玩。
Oh, we have yearly ticket for a lot of those attractions in Seattle.
在西雅图很多的公园那种或者动物园我们都有年票。
Yeah, a lot of fun.
跟小孩很多快乐的时光。
And my son loved it.
我的儿子们特别高兴。
You know when Sean was like about 17?
当女生大概有17岁的时候。
He was once invited also to talk in a parenting, parent and child relationship seminar.
那时候他被邀请去做讲员，在一个亲子沟通的关系的那个讲座。
I got done first.
然后呢，我就先去到哪里
？No, we got done first.
我先讲完了。
And so I walked by his room.
我就走进
了
他的房间。
And he was talking.
那时候他还在讲。
Oh, so I hid in the back and heard him.
我就安静的躲在后面听他。
And he said about this.
他就讲了。
He said, "I don't know why my dad was not like other dads."
他说我不知道为什么我爸爸跟别的爸爸不一样。
Other dads go to work on Thursday.
其他人的爸爸呢，星期四要上班。
My dad was very lazy.
我的爸爸呢，非常的懒惰。
He goes around in jeans.
穿着牛仔裤。
Not in his doctor's suits.
不穿他医生的制服。
And we were just having taking me to the parks and zoo, you name it.
然后你想得出来的那个动物园公园他都带我们去。
Until my sister told me.
直到我姐姐告诉我。
Dad did that all because of you.
爸爸这样做都是因为你。
And Sean said to himself.
女生就自己跟自己说。
Wow. I'm so important in the eyes of my father.
在父亲眼中我有这么重要。
I do wish your sons would say that.
那你的孩子会这样说吗？
And young people.
年轻人。
If you can say that.
如果你能够这样说的话，如果不能够这样说的话，
能够就好了。If you cannot say that.
如果你不能这样说的话。
Well, why not start from you?
那你就要从自己开始。
Someday,
有一天
，I can see that some of you it is not too far from now.
对你们某一些在座的来讲，很快就会实现的。
Why don't you do it?
你就要这样实行。
And let your son say,
让你的孩子能够有这样的。
Wow, I'm so important.
在父亲眼中，我有这么重要。
In my father's eyes,
我有这么重要。
Okay,
好吗
？So,
所以。
Home should be warm.
家里要温暖。
Loving.
充满爱。
You can stretch out to help other people.
你可以伸出你的手去帮助别人。
In our absolute standard,
而且在我们绝对的标准里面
is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的耶稣基督。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为他就是道路、真理、生命。
And so,
所以。
Let's read through the text once in Chinese and once in English, okay?
让我们把刚刚的经文打先用中文读，然后再用英文一起读。
And if you can read both,
如果你两种语言都会的话
，do it both times.
啊，你就要两次的都读。
Receive double blessing.
那你就会得到双重的福气。
Now in Chinese,
先来中文的。
圣山的父都是赞垂己意，管教我们；唯有万灵的父管教我们，需要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。I usually have people memorize this verse, but I won't have you do it now.
啊，我通常要求我的听众要把它背下来的，但是现在先不要要求你们。
And now for the English, okay?
啊，现在英文的。
Furthermore, we have had fathers of flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, and he for our profit.That we might be partakers of His holiness. I hope you have a fresh insight to this message.
我希望你今天能够从这个经文里面得到一个新的灵感。
And for conclusion.
那作为总结。
Just in case we have non-Christians here.
如果我们当中有还有信主的。
Or you are not too sure about your relationship with Jesus Christ.
或者你对自己跟耶稣基督的关系不太确定的话。
I have this prayer of acceptance.
我有这个祷告是有接受主的祷告。
Inviting Jesus into your heart.
来邀请主耶稣进入你的心。
To be your Lord and Savior.
成为你的主，也成为你的救主。
Let your life be full of love.
好让你生命充满爱。
Joy.
喜乐。
And communication.
然后有通俗的沟通。
And so,
所以这个就是这个祷告。
We need to confess our sins.
我们要先认自己的罪。
Because Jesus died for it.
因为耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And what is our sin?
那我们是我怎么是我们的罪呢
？The most important is that we trusted ourselves.
最重要的罪就是我们相信自己。
We did not trust Him.
不相信神。
Now His life has eternal ability.
啊，他的生命有永恒。
And He has a plan for you right now.
他对你现在的生命有一个计划。
Love, peace, and joy will come in.
Peace and joy will come in.
And the Holy Spirit can guide us and protect us. And I don't pray that your whole family will also enjoy this love.
我也祷告，希望你全家都能够得到这个爱。
You know, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Because He is the only way to God.
因为唯有借着他才能够到父那里去。
We say Amen.
我们说阿门。
It's a Hebrew word.
是不是希伯来文？
希伯来文。
这个是希伯来文。
And It means that I really mean it.
意思就是说诚心所愿。
And it also means that I believe that you can do it.
也是说我相信你能够做得到。
And you will do it.
而且你会这样子成就。
So let's use this prayer to conclude.
所以让我们一同用这个祷告来做总结。
I will read this prayer in English first.
我们先用英文来做这个祷告。
And then I will read this in Mandarin.
然后我们再用中文来做。
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
让我们一同低头。
And I will say a phrase.Would everybody follow me in this prayer, okay?
然后呢，我先说一句，然后每一个人都跟着我说。
Let's start, okay? Our dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
I praise you.
I praise you.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
dear Lord Jesus Christ,
I thank you.
I thank you.
For you are the true Creator.
For you are the true Creator.
But you have come down to earth.
But you have come down to earth.
To become man.
To become man.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Upon the cross.
Upon the cross.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
To shed your precious blood.
To shed your precious blood.
And cleanse me of guilt.
Cleanse me of guilt.
To rise from the dead.
To rise from the dead.
And give me a new life.
And give me a new life.
I want you, Lord Jesus.
I want you, Lord Jesus.
Please stay in my heart.
Please stay in my heart.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
And forgive my sins.
And forgive my sins.
The sin of only trusting myself.
The sin of only trusting myself.
And not trusting you.
And not trusting you.
Please give me eternal life.
Please give me eternal life.
That is your life.
That is your life.
And let your wonderful plan.
Let your wonderful plan.
Be fulfilled in me.
Be fulfilled in me.
Let me experience your love.
Let me experience your love.
Peace and joy.
Peace and joy.
Grant me the Holy Spirit.
Grant me the Holy Spirit.
To protect me.
To protect me.
And guide my ways.
And guide my ways.
Bless my family.
Bless my family.
That we may all believe in you.
That we may all believe in you.
And experience your love.
And experience your love.
This I pray.
This I pray.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在用华语来讲一次。那么会华语的人，请你都跟我讲好不好？我们现在开始。亲爱的天父，
亲爱的天父，
我赞美你，
我赞美你。
主耶稣基督，
主耶稣基督，
我感谢你，
我感谢你。
你是真的创造主，
你是真的创造主。
降世成为人，
降世成为人。
因为你爱我，
因为你爱我，
为着我的罪，
为着我的罪，
死在十字架上，
死在十字架上，
流宝血，
流宝血，
洗净我的错误，
洗净我的错误，
从死里复活，
从死里复活，
叫我得到新生命，
叫我得到新生命。
主耶稣，我要你，
主耶稣，我要你，
求你住在我的心，
求你住在我的心，
做我的救主，
做我的救主，
管理我的生命，
管理我的生命，
赦免我的罪，
赦免我的罪，
就是我过去靠自己，
就是我过去靠自己，
没有依靠你，
没有依靠你，
自作主张，
自作主张，
求你给我永生，
求你给我永生，
就是你的生命，
就是你的生命，
叫你奇妙的计划，
求你降奇妙的计划，
实现在我身上，
实现在我身上，
叫我享受你的爱，
叫我享受你的爱，
平安和喜乐，
平安和喜乐，
赐我真理的圣灵，
赐我真理的圣灵，
带领我的道路，
带领我的道路，
保护我，
保护我，
祝福我全家，
祝福我全家，
叫我们都相信你，
叫我们都相信你，
享受你的爱，
享受你的爱，
我这样祷告，
我这样祷告，
是奉主耶稣基督，
是奉主耶稣基督，
你的圣名求，
你的圣名求，
阿门，
阿门。
So I'm sorry, I have long overstayed my welcome.
不好意思，讲的比较长一点。
But here is my email address.
但是这是我电邮地址。
And if you want to write me an email, you're most welcome.
我很欢迎大家给我写电邮。
But you got to introduce yourself.
但是你要介绍自己哦。
And if I answer your mail,
但如果我给你回应的话。
And you do not, you know, send another mail back to me.
你再给我再回来再回应。
I won't bother you.
我就不会再烦你。
I'm very passive.
我是非常的被动的。
Okay, goodbye.
好，先再会。
Thank you, Dr. Ho, and very clearly something there for every one of us.
谢谢何医生的分享。实在的，我们这一篇讲到每一个人都能够得到益处。
Now, as part of our regular service, we like to give to the Lord.
我们在我们平常的崇拜里面，我们都会奉献给上帝。
I know we have a lot of guests today.
我们知道我们今天有很多的访客。
So I'm going to ask our ushers to come now.
所以我们要请今天的师事上来。
And we're going to collect our offering.
我们会收今天的奉献。
But if you are a visitor today,
但是如果你今天在这里是访客的话
，Please don't feel embarrassed. Just pass that bag along to the next person.
不要因为不好意思就奉献，
okay.
请把奉献袋传给我们那个员工。
We would feel a lot better if you could do that for us.
如果你能够这样子呢，我们很感谢你。
I'm going to ask our ushers to come.
我们请我们的师事上来。
And while they do, Kevin's going to tell us about the rest of this afternoon's program.
当我们受奉献的时候呢，我们也会请几个弟兄为我们做毕业报告。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Welcome to New Life.
我们欢迎你们让我来到新生命基督徒团契。